Hello and welcome to our practitioner Q&A open office hours call for January. Sorry about the last minute notice. Some of you may not have gotten this in time. We had intended it to go out to all of our practitioner members that are in currently active in programs, and I found out this morning that there was a goof up and it only went to a very small group of six, so we sent out another email. So if you're arriving late or you didn't know about this or you're listening on the recording, know that we'll get together another time and we'll schedule a follow-up if we really don't get the volume of people that we expected to get. So these are calls that we do, we're going to be doing on a monthly basis for all our new nutritional endocrinology practitioner members before the official program starts in April as you work through your pre-program modules, which are the first three modules of our clinical assessment tools. We also, these are open to people who are in the self-study versions of the CAT or the IRSPT programs. So we welcome you, and then once April starts, you guys that are in the nutritional endocrinology program will be able to get your own calls. We'll have many calls, a lot of touch points throughout the months to just keep you on track with new modules and case studies and open question and answer and just really helping you get on track with the materials and your practices and how you can incorporate all this new stuff you're learning into your practices. So right now we just have a couple of you on, and the way that I like to work calls like this is to just open up the lines and allow you to ask questions. If there's a small number of people on the phone, I can do, and you're quiet in the background, I can put it on interactive mode so that we can have a back and forth discussion. Those are always fun, but sometimes there's a lot of noise in the background, and if somebody doesn't have the capability to mute their own phone, then they can't mute their own phone, then the dog's barking in the background or the lawnmower is happening, then it disturbs the call. So we put it back on the lecture kind of mode. And these calls are different from a content call. This is not intended to give you more stuff to think about and more stuff to do, although it will give you more stuff to think about. I should take that back in terms of the kinds of questions that come up from your colleagues. But it's not to be giving you new information, is to help you with absorbing and putting into action the stuff that you already had. So I'm going to go ahead and just open up a line and see if that's going to work. And then for those of you who can't be on the phone directly and you're on the webcast listening in, it looks like we just have phone people right now. But if you are on the webcast in the future and you want to put in a question, there's a question box to the side. So what I'm going to do is to try this now. And the purpose of these calls is to just help keep you on track so that we all can stay current as best possible. And for me to find out what your needs are and how I can support you on being like superstar health practitioners that get out there and solve tough cases and get people really, really healthy. And before we begin, I just wanted to share just a little story of possibility. And one of my practitioners in our energy recharge coaching practitioner training from last year, which we've kind of morphed and evolved into nutritional endocrinology, and we're going to have more of a focus on hormones in our new program. But one of our people from that program joined the program because she wanted to help her family. Got four daughters, and her youngest daughter had just gone off to college. She's like, okay, what do I really want to do? I want to be able to help my kids, help them and their kids, my grandchildren, my family members, because there's a lot of health issues that have gone on in my family. I want to learn more, without the intent that she was really going to be doing this as a business. Well, as she went through the program, she got more and more excited about what she was learning and how it was helping her and how it was helping her family, that she decided, well, maybe I can and want to support other people. She's a yoga instructor at her local spa, and she put out there that she was open to helping people, and she just started coaching people, like giving people, you know, little bits and tidbits of things she'd been learning, and suddenly she had people signing up to coach with her. And so what we've decided to do within my organization is to create a path for folks that contact us and say, hey, I'd like to set up an appointment and coach with Dr. Rita Marie, we get dozens and dozens and dozens of those every month. And I don't have those kinds of hours. I'm out here teaching you guys, and I have my small group of diamond clients that I work with, and I have my group programs, and I don't have the time to take on new one-on-one coaching clients, because as you know, it takes time. A lot of folks don't realize that. Well, they're just going to, you know, come in and sign up for an appointment, and you're going to tell them what to eat and what supplements to take, and they're going to go on their merry way and live happily ever after. We know that that's not always the case, because we're all into personalized nutrition, really helping people to understand what they need for themselves versus what might be something that you read in a book. Anyway, that takes time. It takes really good assessment tools, which is what we've introduced right up front in the nutritional endocrinology practitioner training programs. And everybody in that program right now, with the exception of one or two who have joined since, came through the SHINE conference where we started that process. We really got into the importance of evaluations. Well, module one of clinical assessment tools is all about creating that client history, that really getting in and getting to understand what's going on with somebody so you can start to make inferences. Well, anyway, so Jan is our first practitioner to be taking on clients through me. So the referrals will be coming through me. And those dozens of people that have been contacting us, we're going to reach out to them and start setting up appointments with Jan so that she can have an initial strategy session, which is how I recommend you all do it, have an initial strategy session, see what's going on with the person, and then let them know what you would do moving forward. And Jan did such a bang-up job of this. We created a 45-minute to an hour strategy session, which is paid for, and then from there, we created it. This is all within the couple weeks since SHINE. We created that as an offering. We created a coaching program that basically can be done in 6 weeks to 90 days, depending on whether people are needing to coach once a week or once every other week. And we came up with bonuses and created a little web page for it, at a web membership level for it, so that anybody that signs up for it not only gets to coach one-on-one with Jan and get her expertise and her wisdom, they get to interface with me as well. And all the materials that I've created over the years, Jan now has access to using all my assessments, everything, with these clients. Well, this week she had her very first strategy session and signed somebody up for a 90-day coaching program right there within the course of 2 days. And she's getting started with this. And then she sent me, after her strategy session, she just sent me a summary document that she'd put together of what all the things she's seeing going on with this person so far. This is before the real comprehensive assessments, and some of the ideas of where she wants to go with this person and how she presented that. So that's possible, because the more we get out there, and the more of these people that start to come in and say, hey, they're getting great results, they're going to be telling their friends, this is a place where they can come and get that really comprehensive look at stuff that other doctors haven't seen or haven't even known to look for, because they weren't focused on the functional approach and the nutritional endocrinology approach. Anyway, now Jan is a happy camper. I'm a happy camper, because all these people who have been coming to me, and I don't want to just say, no, go find somebody. I want to be able to refer them to people that I know have been trained to do that thorough job. So, you know, this is a year and a half after Jan started this program, supposedly just for her helping her family, and now she's part of my team actually coaching, and we're going to need a lot more Jans on the team, so I'm really excited to have you guys all studying with me. So, all that said, I will open it up and allow you guys to speak. If you have a question, go ahead and raise your hand, start too, even though I have the lines open, and it seems really quiet, so that's great. Go ahead and raise your hand, start too, and then I'll call on you. But then if we start to have a little discussion going and you want to speak, it'll be easier if I have your line open. So who has a question, a comment, needs advice on working with a particular client, you know, anything at all? Questions about the materials, about the first module of the clinical assessment tools program. And by the way, you'll be getting the new endocrinology practitioner people will be getting the second module of that next week, next week, because that's the beginning of February, right? And then we'll give you time to go through those. We're trying to do a drip sheet system here because we don't want to just give you everything and have you feel overwhelmed and download this and do that and be, you know, kind of out of a little bit confused and stuff. So you could just go in there and do, excuse me a second. You can go in there and go through it and really absorb the first module before you start exploring the second module and feeling like, oh, my God, there's so much here. Do the first module, then do the second one. First one is all about those histories. Second one is all about doing physical exam type stuff. And, you know, don't get upset if you don't have the license to touch people and do physical exams. A lot of those things you can have them do. And if you are like a massage therapist going into this, or a chiropractor, anybody has a license to touch people, then, of course, if you bring people in, you can do it. The way this is structured is such that you can do these assessments with people on the phone or in person. So we do have some questions with C. Harris in Washington. And remind me, I don't, I'm trying to remember all the...
I know. It's confusing. Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. It's Cassandra.
Cassandra. Okay, because, the Harris. It doesn't say Herbert.
Yes. Yeah,
of course.
It doesn't say Herbert. I had this number for, before I was...
That's right. I after a while, my brain gets the connections. Like, oh, yeah, Doug Smith is really Mary, Jones. But I remember it on our last call going, C. Harris, I know, and then you said it, and I went, oh, yeah, of course, it was Cassandra.
Yes. So, happy to be here. Hello, everyone. And my question is, do you, and you might not have the date for the first retreat. I think in the email you said May. Do you know?
Yes, actually, we were going to get together. We're trying to firm it up with the place, but we definitely have a date now. Yay, which just happened over the last 2 days. So let me pull up my calendar real quick, and I'll tell you the exact dates. The first retreat is going to be April 29th, 30th, and May 1st.
Okay.
And we're doing it right before our Shine conference. Because you guys are, invited to come and join us there at the Shine Conference, and we don't have to have people making multiple trips, and so we're going to try to always, kind of coordinate things at the same time so that there's not multiple plane flights and all that kind of stuff. Now the place that we are almost finalized on to do it in, it's not going to be in a big hotel setting. It's going to be in a retreat setting. It's going to be in a yoga, like an Ayurvedic kind of yoga center. And the chefs are all on it. They actually, the chef and the event coordinator came to Shine, so they have an idea of the kind of quality of food we're looking for. And they're vegetarian down there, but they do some dairy and they do a lot of Indian stuff. But she says, "Oh, now that I see what you've got, we can easily accommodate you down there. We can do whatever you want. Just tell us what you want." And it's very inexpensive to stay there. So the meals and the rooms are all bundled in, and it's like, $80 or $90 for meals and room, something like that, if you share. And if you do your own room, then, of course, it's a little bit more. But, yeah, they have, and then you could do single, double, or triple, I think, occupancy, or maybe if it's quadruple. And, it's not like a fancy hotel setting. It's more this just beautiful. The grounds are absolutely phenomenal. They have peach orchards. They have it's just gorgeous, and we can plan, because of the time of the year, it's a perfect time of the year to be in Austin. It's unlikely to be too hot, and it's definitely not going to be too cold. The only risk we have is it might be, it might be in the 90s, but usually by the end of April to the beginning of May, it's just perfect 80-degree, 85-degree weather.
Nice.
And sunny, and it just promises to be just a really nice retreat center atmosphere for us to get together.
Oh, great. Good. Yeah
I'm excited
about
it. I just
wanted to put it on my calendar.
Put it on your calendar for sure. It'll be here in Austin. It's in the south part of Austin. And then if you're going to stay on for the Spring Into Vitality, which you have free tickets to, then that will be, the second, third, and fourth. And that'll be up north in a big hotel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so right after it. Okay.
It's right after. Yeah, so we wanted to do that. So we're basically going all day Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we're going to have a 2 p.m. Ending on Thursday, although you guys are totally welcome to stay there the rest of the day and stay over there and then head on up to Spring into Vitality the next morning. It's probably about a 20-30 minute drive at the most.
From one to the other.
Okay. And that way you guys can hang out and enjoy each other and enjoy the grounds and maybe, you know, do some yoga, get a massage, you know, those sorts of things that you can do down there.
Oh, wonderful. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Very excited. And I will stay overnight there. You know, the other times when I'm staying in a hotel, it's like, you know, but I will stay because I just want to have that be the real retreat experience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The pajama party experience, so to speak. Yeah, so great. Oh, great. I'll be excited to see you again.
Yes.
Fantastic. Have you had an opportunity to log into the website and look at the materials yet that we've put up for you?
I have looked at some of them. I actually took the cat.
You took cat.
Cat.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but this is good because it was a busy time for me for CAT, so I didn't go through when I took it, all the modules. So this is a perfect time to review, you know, and go through the stuff that I didn't go through. So, yes,
good.
I have gone and looked at the stuff and started that because I'm like, okay, I'm committed. So I'm like, okay, when is stuff happening? Let me put it in my calendar.
Yep, absolutely. And it's really, I know how hard it is because I'll sign up for things and then I'll go, whoops, I missed all the calls. I just get to take advantage
right.
of all the live calls. And we don't want that to be. This program, we want to see you committed and coming to the live calls. We'll get that schedule out as soon as we can so that, and actually what we're going to do, I found this really just accidentally because somebody else used it, a tool online to help set up schedule time. So you basically can send out this message and you put in your name and you check off all the times that will work for you. And then I'm finished, I can go through it and go, okay, these are the ones. Because it was a nightmare last year trying to find the right times. And I kept putting out these messages and some people never responded, but many people did. Most of them didn't. And I was creating my own spread charts. And it took me hours to figure it out. I'm like, oh, this tool. Ah. And it's free, no doubt. It's like, okay, I would have paid them $100 for the tool just to save me all that time. But that way we'll be able to send that out and get an idea of when you guys, what's the best times for everybody. And then we'll put them on the calendar. And, of course, you know, life happens and there'll be times when things come up that you don't make a call live, but there'll be enough of the calls that you can get support on that you'll be fine with missing one or two here and there.
Great.
Fantastic. Great. Good question. So anything else before I move on to Tracy?
No, go ahead. I'm good,
yeah.
Thank you.
And Tracy's another one of those that I have already created the little association in my mind because it says T. Lee on her. So it's like, okay. I know that's Tracy. And in fact, I'm going to try this. I think if I change it and save it, I'm going to just see if it works for the next time. I don't know if it just saves it for this round or if it puts it in its database to save. So I'm going to try it and see. And I'm going to put T. And we'll see. At least now I'll look and I'll know who I'm talking to. Fantastic. So Tracy.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. Hi, everyone. Thank you for this call. Mine is a general question just regarding Module 1 for those of us who haven't taken the CAT program.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, so much great content here. But some people might get a little overwhelmed looking at it. And so is there, like, a strategy to taking in the information, going through everything, and not feeling overwhelmed so by the time Module 2 comes, you feel like a little caught up with Module 1.
Yeah. I would say start at the beginning and work your way through. Okay. A lot of those links and stuff are resources for you to use. The most important piece is the very first video, which explains it all, and then I go into more detail. So the first video is an overview. And again, we're going to be moving a lot of this stuff to a new site. Right now it's all still embedded in our membership site, and we have lots of ideas for reorganizing the material to avoid that overwhelm. So I am totally open to suggestions of when we're organizing the material to help you prevent overwhelm. I know that page is not going to look like that anymore because it was just video after video after video. Instead of a step one, watch this video. Step two, watch this video. Step three, watch this video and look over this form so that you know what to do. Step four, so that's it. I broke those up. Each of those videos is very short, and they're regarding a different aspect of the evaluation. So if you watch the first video, that'll take you through what are all the things you want to know about. What are all the different parts of a good, thorough patient history, client history? And then each of the other videos is just expanding on that and showing you screen shares of the different pieces and giving you my rationale for when those would be good to ask and why. So my recommendation right now would be to go through go through in order, have a notepad handy so you can take notes on things that are new to you, because some of the stuff's going to be stuff you heard, some of it you heard at Shine, some of it you may have already be doing in your own coaching with people, but you make notes of all the ahas, right? Oh, that's a good one. And then all of the other things, the forms and everything are given to you as resources. You're not necessarily going to do every one of those things with every single person, but you're going to have the basics, and I do explain it in there.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And as you're going through that, like I said, this is not our new site. We have our web guy putting together the new site now, and it's going to be a different membership site, and there's a lot of differences that are going to be. And if you have suggestions, typically what we've done for other modules that have a lot of videos is that we basically put an index on one page, and then you go to the other page to watch the video. So it's just one video on a page. And we're trying to figure out, I'm trying to get my web guy to see if there's a way that you can actually see it checked off on that page that you've done it. But I'm not sure if that's the case, but we will give you a checklist that'll say, okay,
great,
here are all the pieces to this that are important. And you just print off your checklist. You keep a binder. We're going to be sending you binders. Don't tell anybody. No, it's a surprise. But once we were waiting to get the logos and all that other stuff designed, so we're waiting to get a front cover, you know, pretty cover and all that for the binder. But we're going to send you a binder that you can, a big thick one, that with tabs so that you can put anything you print out, you can put. You may end up going to two binders by the end of the mastery program, but actually there'll be two binders for the mastery, one for the foundations and one for the next levels. But when you're going through a module, I would recommend that you're going to print off the checklist for that module and keep it in your binder. And as you go through and do the different pieces, you just check it off that you've done it. With anything, right? Like going to school was not about you go to class, then you have it, you're done, right? You have to go back and study. Unfortunately,
right,
in college, the way you go back is you pick the big, fat, thick textbook, and you have to read your way through it because you don't have recordings of the classes. What we are doing for every piece is we have an audio recording as well as a video. The audio is not going to make any sense the first time if you haven't watched the video because there's so much graphics, but the audio can make sense if you're listening to the audio and have printed off the slides so you can follow through. But my recommendation is typically go through the audio and then download the videos and put them on a portable device, an iPod, iPhone, something like that. And then you can listen to them while you exercise, while you're running errands with your kids, while you're waiting for your son's basketball game to end, whatever. There's all kinds of stuff in that you could be reinforcing. I sometimes, when I'm learning something new, if I have an online course or an audio course that I stick the CDs in my car, I listen sometimes three or four times to catch them, especially if I'm listening to them in like those borrowed moments when you are away from someplace, like you're driving and you can't take notes. But if you're listening when you can take notes, I always suggest that you take notes, because even if you never look at your notes, which I never do, the act of writing them is yet another sense that you incorporate into your learning. So you have the visual, you have the audio, you have the kinesthetic act of writing. And then, of course, seeing what you wrote is yet another visual clue. And all of those things add up to things making sense. And then on our calls, we're going to take things into practical, right? And we're going to ask you to do practical things like, you know, like after the history stuff, find somebody in your family, a friend, or say, hey, I'd like to, you know, practice taking a health history on you. Are you game? You know, and give them a couple of forms to fill out and sit down and ask them questions because it's practice. And then the other practice and reinforcement you're going to get is we're going to be going through cases in each module. We'll be going through cases on our calls. Right? So
great.
Okay? Yeah. So what I've tried to do is take my, you know, whatever, 8 years of education, 10 years of education, I don't even know, I can't keep track anymore, plus the last 22 years of experience and say, what are the things that I've found to be most important that you really need to have like the back of your hand? And taking a history is something that you just need to know. And it doesn't mean, like I said, you're going to give every one of those forms and you're going to do a thorough dental history. If somebody says they have no cavities, then and that's not someplace you're going to go. But if you're going through your whole process with them and things aren't progressing, like they're not getting better like you should, then you're going to go back and say, what else can I dig to see? Oh, they had a root canal when they were 14. They didn't even tell me about that. Maybe the root canal material is putting a strain on their liver and they're having some toxic overload that they can't resolve. You know, maybe there's some heavy metal exposure that they had when they were younger. So I give you all that stuff so that you get to know the real comfortable history that you want to be doing with pretty much everybody, and then where to go to dig deeper to find those hidden clues and gems that are going to help you solve cases that are kind of difficult to solve.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did that get your question? And it was long-winded, but I want to make sure that you feel...
Oh, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, super. Thank you. Yeah. So any other questions? I'm going to go to the webcast and see if anybody's on the webcast and they've done... Nope, I don't see questions. Let me see if anybody typed in any questions in advance. Jan. Oh, Jan said she'll hop on. Jan, hop on. If you're listening, go ahead and hop on. She thought that we'd be too busy to answer her questions. But Jan, hop on, yes. I'm gonna Skype her and tell her to hop on. And for me, I will tell you, you guys are parents, right? I know, Tracy, you have a son. And Cassandra,
yes.
Do you have children?
No, I'm sorry. I had my muted. No, I do not.
Okay.
I have a nephew. That
okay, so you'll get the point. You know when they do something and you're like, oh, my God, they shot a basketball from, you know, like the way back line and got it in and you're so proud of them, or they got an A in a class, or they, you know, aced a project that they're doing, or whatever they do, that you just have this sense of like pride and joy for them. And that's mm-hmm. what I felt with Jan for two reasons this week. One, on Monday for certification, you got to present a case to your peers. And one of the things, well, she picked a case and she did this beautiful presentation, and you could see that she really got the whole take a thorough history thing and how to put it into place, and she just laid it out and presented it so beautifully. And then when she signed this woman up, I did a phenomenal call with her so that she was like, yeah, sign me up for the 90 days. I'm game. I want to do this. It felt so great to see people that, yeah, I'm teaching this stuff, but are you getting it, right? And there's, you know, one thing is to teach and the other thing is to know people get it. And then the same thing when Michaeline got up on stage and did the amazing presentation that she did at Shine. It just, you know, it brought me to tears, like, oh, wow, all this hard work, it's paying off. And all of the people that are going to be helped and served by you as you master all this and are able to really help people who maybe have had a difficult time getting help before. So to me, it was like, my baby got, you know, grew up into a big person and did this amazing stuff. So anyway, any others? I think we have a very light attendance because of our last minute realization that we only sent it out to a few people. So Tracy.
I did have a question. This is sort of more of a medical question. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So ringing in the ears, you know, there are different thoughts of practice on, you know, some people say it can be healed. Others say once you get it, it never goes away. Yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
Okay, so from a philosophical standpoint, I believe that we have this amazing innate healing power in the body and that most anything can be healed. The issue with ringing in the ears, it has to do with how much actual damage has been done to nerve endings, how many nerve fibers have just kind of bit the dust and aren't working anymore. For some, taking away the causes, like we know that aspirin, for example, can create ringing in the ears for people. So if you get, if people are like taking daily aspirin for their chronic joint pains and whatever, and you go through and you do a really great job and get the inflammation down, get them off their aspirin, that oftentimes the ringing in the ears goes away or goes down at least. So I haven't worked with enough cases to know when, you know, to be able to say, yes, statistically, like 75% of all the cases I've worked with have resolved, because I haven't worked with all that many. But I do believe that it can be minimally reduced, if not fixed, because nerves take a lot longer than other parts of the body to repair. So small intestine cells turn over in 5 days. Right, so healing your gut is not that hard to do, in spite of the fact that people think it is so hard, as long as you take away the things that are hurting it and then give it stuff to repair. So there's a turnover, so that can happen quickly. Nerve cells, minimum 3 months, and in some cases it could be years for nerve cells to come back.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Do you have somebody you're working with tinnitus?
Yeah, actually, I have ringing in my ear. And I went to an audiologist and an ENT doctor, and they did all of these tests, and my hearing is perfect. However, because I have some inflammation in my jaw, I thought there might be a close connection. So I had read something about B vitamin. Taking B vitamin complexes is good, so I just wanted to get your perspective on it.
Yeah, the B vitamins and then all the anti-inflammatory type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You know, ginger, turmeric, looking at the antioxidants. You might even try, this just came to me, Apex Energetics has a product they call OxyCell. And
it's got
glutathione and SOD and catalase, and they've had good results with people applying it to areas where there's issues. So if you were to apply that to your jaw and then work it up towards the ear, you know, they're right outside the ear, and even if you feel comfortable doing a little on the inside of your ear just to get it close, see what happens. I mean, you certainly, it would be great if you could get it in the ear and into the membrane there, right at the tympanic membrane and get it in, but that's probably not going to happen. But I would say try that and give it a try.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing I've been doing oil pulling with coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just to work on making sure there's no inflammation inside of my mouth, and you know, because I feel like that has probably created a host of things happening in my body.
Right. That's a good idea.
So,
the other thing would make sure your EFAs are high enough. And if you're not clear, you might even go get a blood spot fatty acid test, not that expensive. You can order it either, actually go to my website because it's cheaper than on, I was going to say go to Direct Labs, but they charge like $190 or something. I think we charge $150. So just go to dredamarie.com/lab testing.
Okay.
And order the EFA test, and that will give you your ratios of your omega-3s to 6s, and you can really see whether there's a good conversion there. Once you get it done, bring it to one of our calls, and we'll go through it, and that'll teach other people how to do it way ahead of when we're going to learn it as part of the program. But it's great to have that practical use with it, because sometimes people will go and say, yeah, I'm going to take some fish oils or some other algae-based oils for omega-3s, and they're mm-hmm. taking them, but the ratios aren't shifting because you're not taking enough. Or the ratios are shifting too dramatically and you're taking too many and throwing other things out of balance. So when there's a specific inflammatory, chronic inflammatory condition that we want to work on, I'm a big fan of doing that. And it's real easy. You get the kit, you poke your finger. It's no different than doing blood sugar testing. Mm-hmm. Poke your finger, put a little blood on the card, send it into the lab, and they'll give us this really cool thing. And when I show you how to read it, you'll go, oh, wow, that's easy. I can learn how to do that.
Great. Thank you so much. I
mm-hmm.
appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the more we can work with your own cases, bringing your own cases to calls, you know, especially if you're not working with all that many people, you're going to learn a lot from that. So,
okay, that's great. Thank you.
About it. Sure. Sure. So Jan has her hand up. Hi, Jan.
Hello. Hello. I heard Tracy. Who else is on the call here?
It's Tracy and Cassandra so far. And I'm looking on the webcast.
Tracy,
you know, on we can't tell who's on the webcast because of, right, IT doesn't give us a list. But I don't know who else.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind, but I did share your success. You have had lots of successes this week, girl. But your success with your case study and with the fact that we created this, now we have this platform where we can bring other practitioners in to actually, you know, see our backlog of people who are trying to see me but can't. And that you have signed up your first person and how I felt the pride of, like, you know,
aww,
mama whose child just grew up and, you know, did this wonderful stuff. So I hope you
well, absolutely. And, you know, Tracy and Cassandra and whoever else is on the call, I'm sure that you already realize that you are in the right place at the right time. To have a mentor like Dr. Rita Marie is just invaluable. There's no one operating at this level anywhere, much less on the internet, to where there's a worldwide reach. So it's just exciting and awesome to be able to do these case studies and to have a think tank. And, you know, you can tell your clients that. You can say, you know what's amazing? I am part of this Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. And if I have a question about your case, if we have something that's a sticking point for you that we're just not, you know, not able quite to find the right little tweaks that we need, I can take this to my think tank. I can take this to Dr. Lascalzo with all of her, you know, years and years of experience. And so you're not alone as practitioners. You have this amazing group of colleagues. It's wonderful. So
thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So question, did you have a question or I think you had said, I saw
you know what?
I said something.
Actually, one of my questions, Tracy just, I popped on when Tracy was asking the question about tinnitus, about the ringing in the ear. One of the gals in my accountability coaching group for the Energy Recharge Coaching had brought that question up about tinnitus. And I did know, you know, a little bit about aspirin. And, of course, anything with the salicylic acid in it, right, the white willow bark, that
yeah.
can make your ear ring. I've taken a product called Inflamerixime sometimes after ballet class, and I've got a little bit more inflammation than I need, and that will make my ears ring if I take too much. So that's good to know. And the nerve damage, but I didn't know about this Oxycel. So that is a topical cream? Is
right.
it a
We've
gel?
Talked about it in relation, mostly I've talked about it in relation to thyroid, because for people with Hashimoto's, it's a phenomenal
uh-huh.
tool. And but it's anti-inflammatory, so it's a topical cream, has that little pump dispenser where you can dispense a click at a time, or you could do more if you need be. And it's got glutathione, SOD, catalase, and then some other antioxidant-type nutrients. And the topical delivery is so good because it absorbs through the skin versus, you know, a lot of the people we're working with have impaired stomach acid, leaky gut,
right.
poor digestive enzymes. And so when you give them oral nutrients, especially capsules and stuff, they don't necessarily absorb them real well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why the skin is a great way to bypass that and just go straight transdermally in. Super. And then you mentioned upping their Bs, probably with a good liquid B vitamin, again, for the same
right.
reason, to get absorption
right.
in.
Right. And I've never, you know, I know we work with a lot of liquid stuff. I think we don't talk about topical use of some of that stuff, but I certainly think that sometimes it can be done. Like, for example, this is just getting way off track, but if somebody has an injury, a puncture wound, where you would think they need a tetanus shot, you can actually write topically into that wound to put Golden Seal and St. John's wort. Now, Golden Seal is an antimicrobial. It'll get in there and help to kill off the microbes. And then the St. John's wort is a nerve reparative, nerve restorative. The thing is, you would have to just make sure you keep that thing open. So you have to tell people, if a scab starts to form, you got to break it open. It's the opposite of what we typically tell our kids. Don't pick your scabs. No, pick your scabs. Keep it open. Keep it clean. And then keep putting the Golden Seal and the St. John's wort so it heals from the inside out rather than the outside in. But that's just an example of how we can topically use some of our herbal tinctures and our medicines to help heal something, right? And you can certainly take it systemically to help support your immune system and all that, but the liquids work real well. The other way of using liquids I've done is, and I'm just doing it right now, and it's working phenomenally. I have this old root canal with a bridge and this whole mess of dental work in my mouth that I had when I was 18, and periodically it flares up, typically because the connection isn't working real well. And so there's a little gap between the gum line and the tooth, or the pseudo part of the tooth. And if I am not real careful and food goes into it and I don't floss it out right away, then the next day it'll start to inflame because it just gets in there and irritates. And so the last few days I've been dealing with this, and my face was puffy and I had a big swollen gland right under my chin. And yesterday I just said, I'm going to hit this really hard. I've been doing vitamin C and a few other things, and I just went out and got Golden Seal, myrrh, and Oregon grape. And I'm putting it in my mouth and just kind of holding it there right around the tooth, so it'll go in through the little gap. It'll go in through the gum line. And then I'm rubbing an essential oil mixture made with coconut, myrrh, sage, tea tree, clove, and I'm rubbing that, oregano, and I'm rubbing that along the gum lines and filling it in. It has dramatically decreased day by day, but when I added these tinctures that I just started like sloshing around there, phenomenal results. So those are just giving you some ideas of things that might be helpful.
Dr. Rita Marie, what was that cream that you said for Hashimoto's?
Yeah, OxyCell.
Okay.
OxyCell, yeah. Yeah, because the problem with things like glutathione and SOD and catalase is they don't work real well orally. They get broken down enzymatically really easily, and they don't get in very well. So glutathione is very hard. So sublingual glutathione has been experimented with, and topical glutathione as an alternative. And glutathione, as you may or may not know, is like the master antioxidant in the body. It's super, super important for so many things, and especially in the cases of Hashimoto's. Where we just need to really stop that attack and get that down. And Hashimoto's and other autoimmune diseases as well. It's not limited to Hashimoto's. Yeah, any kind of autoimmune disease or chronic inflammatory thing. I mean, if you have somebody that has like a chronic inflammatory thing on a part of their body, you can have them rub the OxyCell right into it. And what Dr. Karazian recommends is actually taking the OxyCell and putting it right over the thyroid tissue, especially if they have nodules. That they have some sort, they have a goiter and it's inflamed, so it can be helpful to have it right there.
Okay. So would it be good for someone who has MS?
I haven't used it for somebody with MS, but I would imagine that it would be. And in fact, you guys are going to want to be on my radio show next week. I think it is. Yeah, February 5th. I'm interviewing a doctor who has had MS herself and created some protocols for reversing it, and she no longer has MS. So I met her recently at a conference, and I said, I want you on my radio show. We need to share this with people, because people feel like so helpless, like I have MS, I'm stuck. I'm just going to gradually get more and more crippled. And I know that, I've had some good results with people of halting it in early stages of MS, where we've gotten them back the use of their legs, and through a combination of a lot of the anti-inflammatory nutrition and the really balancing fats is super important in getting them off of allergens. So I'm curious to see what she's had to say, but her book is also coming out at the beginning of, I think, middle of February or maybe beginning of March, whatever. But her book is coming out, and she's going to be sharing all that. So I'll be curious to see all the, you know, the details and kind of picking her brain to find more out about that.
Oh, good. Awesome. Because I have a client that I see in my therapy practice who has MS. I just saw her yesterday. And it's funny, though, because my sessions are usually an hour. For 45 minutes, we talked about foods. But she needs to be incorporated, and she has been making significant changes in the way she eats. Like, she's like, I didn't buy any sodas. I'm like, yeah, you know. So, yes, that would be great. And I've been telling her about, you know, omega-3s, and she's not taking any omega-3s. She's only taking, the only supplement she was taking was, like, vitamin D.
Much you can do to help her.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, we're going to do
absolutely. So, the blood spot fatty acid test would be a great start for somebody, because she may need 10 or 20 grams of omega-3s to start if she's that out of balance. One of the stories, I don't know who I shared it on another call, but I was so inspired by, was the person that was leading the workshop. She said her son had been in an almost fatal accident about a year and a half ago, and the doctors had said, you know, there's nothing we can do for him. We should just, you know, take him off life support and let him go. And she says, no. And she started going into researching and brought in, you know, her big gun heavy hitter people that she knows in the health community. And they put him on 20 grams a day of fish oils. Within 3 days, he started to open his eyes and move his hands. And now she had a video, it brought me to tears, of him playing ping pong. They actually featured them on CNN. Of him playing ping pong a year and a half later after he was told, they were told, just pull the plug, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. My husband actually told me about that story. He's like, oh, you need to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Amazing.
So to me, that's why when I go back to Tracy's original question, which was, like, can it be healed? It's like, I believe that the body can be healed if we figure out the foods. If somebody can be brought back from just about dead in a coma, not being able to move, they thought he was gone, to playing ping pong a year and a half later, you know, there's hope. There's so much hope. And that's major brain damage that he suffered. And the omega-3s just like fortified his brain. But you have to be doing the right amounts, which is why I'm such a big fan of testing and assessing people. Because if you just put somebody on a general protocol, then mm-hmm. It may be not the right protocol for them, but it may be not enough. It may be the right protocol, but you're just not dosing them high enough because you're scared. Like, whoever thinks about giving 20 grams a day of fish oil? A lot of people would warn you, don't do that, they'll bleed out, mm-hmm. you know, and you just have to find what's right for the person. So if you look at their blood and you go, whoa, you need major omega-3s. And maybe they're saying, but I eat my chia and I eat my flax and my hemp, you know, but not everybody can convert. And it's a process called elongation, and we'll get into that early on in the program about, you know, the fatty acids and the metabolism and how all that works. But just we can't always do it. There's an enzyme called delta-60 saturase that has to be activated, and you have to have the cofactors. And if you don't have the cofactors, you know, so many other things that play in stress, cortisol, et cetera, that we're looking at with people. And when you have an understanding of how it all works, it gets to be like somebody says something, and you're immediately something comes to your mind. I mean, that's not going to happen within – I'm not going to say that's going to happen within the first year, but listening to how Jan's progressed and how many things she's like, oh, yeah, we got to look at this and that. I'm like, whoa, it can happen pretty quickly, right? Mm-hmm. And it gets to be just like anything else that you do. Like, if you play the piano, it's like playing the piano. If you drive a car, it gets to be just like driving a car. Like, what do you mean nobody's looked at your fatty acids? You've got an inflammatory. You've got an autoimmune disease. You've got this. What do you mean nobody talked to you about getting off gluten? And if you haven't talked to her about getting off gluten and dairy and – you know, doing food allergy investigation. It's huge with MS. And that's the cases mm-hmm. I've seen go into remission of MS have been people who have just, they've cleaned up their diet dramatically, upped their omega-3s, worked on the B vitamins, you know, supported their nervous system and nourished it, and voila. I mean, they're in remission. Now, if they go eat a piece of birthday cake, they're out of remission real quick.
Right.
Real quick. And, you know, it goes back to the old nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. You just, you know, it's really coaching people to like, okay, was the birthday cake worth you going back into MS symptoms? Like, what is your life worth to you? And really, mm-hmm. you have the counseling skills to be able to really work people through that. But, yeah, there are a lot of things you could do. But apparently she's coming to you for different stuff, so you just have to carefully weave it in and just give her
right,
a few
right.
things here and there, right, that she can try.
Well, she's very receptive. She's did a lot of, because she's even, I've talked to her about the gluten and all that, and she's lessened, a lot of it. She's eating more. She's eating less processed food. And what's amazing is her son is going to culinary art school, and she was saying how her son was telling her, look, what type of meat are you eating? It needs to be grass-fed. Blah, blah. I was like, they're teaching him this? This is
wow.
awesome. Like, and he was like, you need to shop on the outside of the grocery store because what's inside is not going to be beneficial. And I'm like,
I'm impressed.
And so she's hearing it from, hearing it from him, and she's been, really receptive from me. So she's going to get home, and then she gets it when she comes to me. So, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, whatever your front door is, right, your front door has been the counseling and all that, but whatever that is, it doesn't mean that you can't introduce the people to the rest of the house. You don't have to leave them at the front door. And it is doing them a disservice to not doing the high pressure stuff, but just saying, look, I there's some nutritional things that can help you with these whatever issues you are coming to me for that I just need to introduce you to. Are you open?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And a lot of them, because even on my site, even for my therapy, I tell them that, I'm looking at foods and how that affects your mood and energy.
Right.
And so a lot of people will come, and I will, a lot of my clients, I send them a food journal just so we can look at that. I was like, I just want to look at, see what's going on so that,
right.
so a lot of them are coming. Their mood and their energy is depleted
right.
or their, so.
Right. Right.
Most of them are receptive. Some are, and then I know, they're really just coming to talk, and they're not trying to change too much of things.
Or maybe they don't really want to get well. They just want to, be on the psych couch for the 20 years.
Exactly.
Right? Their insurance pays for it. You're their best friend because nobody else talks to them, and boom.
Right. Yeah. I have a couple of those. So I have a question. This is product related. And it's funny, Tracy knows, because I was texting her back and forth. So one is this this coffee that has reishi mushrooms in it. I forgot the brand of it. But what are your thoughts on them? Because my thoughts initially is it's coffee. So it's got to be, but there's all like, I went to a conference and they were really like promoting this, and I'm not a coffee drinker, so it didn't mm-hmm. matter if it was yay or nay. But it's that one that it has the reishi, the reishi mushroom in it, and they're promoting it as healthy coffee.
Do you know the name of it? Was it the Bulletproof Coffee?
No, it starts with an O. I can look it up and
well,
array.
Interesting.
My
initial thought, if I had talked to you a couple of weeks ago, is like coffee, forget it. It's going to stimulate the adrenals, and there's all kinds of stuff. So I was talking to this guy at this conference, and he sells this stuff called Bulletproof Coffee. And he's done this major, major research, because he never could drink coffee, and then he started doing all this research. And his discovery was that the coffee beans are full of mold. And it's the mold that's causing people to have bad effects. So his theory is, and I haven't checked out, his writings and whatever else he said, but his theory is that that's what the problem is. And he has this special coffee, this special processing that they do with it that makes sure that there is absolutely no mycotoxins on it. And that what he's finding is that it actually works as an adaptogen with people, which, I don't know. It is caffeine after all, and caffeine does hyperstimulate and cause things to happen.
Right.
That was his feeling. And then, so all these people at this health conference are drinking this Bulletproof Coffee. And I'm like, okay, it's one thing to say we have our clients who are addicted to coffee, and they're not willing to get off, and maybe their adrenals are shot, and if they go off right away, they're just going to be completely depleted, mm-hmm. won't make it through the day. So we need to have an alternative for them. It's one thing to say, here's a great alternative for them that they could go through and then eventually wean off, versus, oh, wow, you don't drink coffee, but why don't you try it? It's really good, and it may help your energy. Right. So that's my feeling. It's like everybody's like, oh, well, now we can drink coffee again. It's like the same way, the same people that were eating the white flour, gluten-free buns on the table, right? It's like, but that's still a high glycemic food, and it's still a, you know, it's, right? So it's, I think a lot of it comes from our own addictions and desire to make something right, to make our addictions okay. And so the coffee, if you're going to take coffee without reishi mushroom and versus coffee with reishi mushroom, absolutely it's going to be better. Because it's got reishi mushroom in it. And reishi mushroom is a phenomenal adaptogen and immune booster and et cetera. So if you've got people on the regular coffee, move them off of it. But I'm just going to pull up my email because right before I got on this call, I saw an email from David Wolf saying, we now have coffee. And I'm like,
yeah.
David Wolf now. Okay, what is the story? Is that the one with the...
No, I don't know. This one is called Argano. And Argano Gold Black Coffee with organic. And I felt the same way. I was at a conference, and they were, like, boosting this coffee. They had the coffee. Everyone's drinking it. He's like, drink it. Take some with you. Drink it in the morning. Drink it. And I'm like, it just rubbed me. I was like.
I know. Rubs you the wrong way. It's like it's freaking coffee. Of course it makes you feel better.
I know. And he's like, drink like four or five cups. I just was like in shock that this was happening. Like, and like you're saying, it's different from, you know, if somebody's weaning off of coffee, but this was more like, no, you need to drink it so that you feel, you know, this certain way. So that was the one thing. So, and so you kind of answered. I mean, that's exactly how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And now
so that's David Wolf saying it's non-acidic. It's 7.2. He doesn't say what he does to it. No aflatoxins, no vomit toxins. I never heard of those. No T2 toxins, no arachitoxins, no rubitoxins, no citrinins, no patulins. It sounds all good. I've never heard of any of these things except for aflatoxin. Certified organic, tested free of all known mycotoxins. So similar to what the guys with the, it probably, it might even be that repackaged for all I know, right? Mycotoxins are a problematic thing in coffee and in peanuts and other kinds of bean type things. I'm just curious to see. It's pure coffee genius, but it doesn't say what they do to it. Like, why is it different? That just because they took off all the toxins. So it may be just the same as the guys that are doing the bulletproof coffee.
Which sounds the same as this, because this is the same thing the man said. It's not acidic. It's not this. It's not.
Yeah. Okay. But it doesn't have reishi mushroom in it. But I would say, you know, if the reishi mushroom one also claims it's free of mycotoxins, that's an important point. And if not, just tell them to buy this longevity coffee or bulletproof coffee and add their reishi mushroom to it.
right.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, man, it's the same thing. Well, David Wolf got on the chocolate bandwagon, and I'm not opposed to chocolate as a treat, but I don't consider chocolate like a superfood you should be drinking all the time, because I think the reason it gives people energy is because of the caffeine. And, you know, I'm not immune to, like, okay, I have to stay up till 3 o'clock tonight, and, you know, I'm getting hungry, and I need something, and why don't I just go make some almond butter and cacao and stevia and make a little chocolate treat, and that'll help me, you know, make my deadline. But I'm not going to say, like, it's a superfood. So, anyway.
Right,
oh, man.
Right.
I hate when they do the ORAC comparisons. Longevity coffee has a 48,000 ORAC, and goji berries only have a 25,000. They never say how much coffee versus how much of these other things, right? And it's so misleading. And it's just, I think it's a marketing gimmick. And I know I'm being recorded, and I don't, you know, I like David Wolf, but, I can't believe he's saying, you know, longevity coffee's at the top and blueberries are at the bottom. That's not what I want to teach my people.
No. Yeah, it just doesn't feel right. It just feels, so this is another product, and then, and this one rubbed me the wrong way, too. It had, it was their, the Metagenics, it's like the different shake formulas, but I turned it around, read my labels, and the first thing was brown rice, and the second thing was brown rice syrup. And then I looked at the sugar ingredient, you know, how much sugar. I didn't even, I guess it's per scoop. It might have been perhaps, I don't know, but I saw 17 grams. And that, again, but yet they put this in, like, all, like, they were, you know, saying all their different formulas. He was, now, he wasn't even, he wasn't, he sells Metagenics, but it wasn't part of Metagenics' thing. He was giving a nutritional conference, but he was saying these different formulas to use, and he's used them, and he's helped all these people, and, you know, and and so he was promoting do two shakes and one meal, and but all the shakes had one of the products, except for their greens. Their green, their green powdered mix didn't have any, you know, it was basically greens.
Greens, I've just completely shy away from the Metagenics shake lines because of that. So for they have something called Ultra Clear. And then it's like, okay, so I created, when I did a six-week detox that I launched with Tira Warner a few years back, I said, okay, we're going to take the concept is nice because people want that. They're not going to be, you know, juicing wheatgrass and sticking it up their butt all day and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So let's give them something that's portable. But I created my own mixtures, which had, like, Health Force Nutritionals protein powder with or the Sun Warrior protein powder with a green powder in there. Especially now, I love the Health Force Nutritionals, the high protein green one. It's called Elite Green Protein. And then I would put in Earth for it, which has got a lot of leaky gut stuff. So I created my own little anti-inflammatory thing, which I'm, you know, I really need to work on getting somebody to package for me, because it makes it easier if people can pick up one canister, put one scoop, and be done instead of having to do all the stuff that we teach. But the point is that Metagenics still hasn't come up to speed with making a low-glycemic version. MediClear from Thorne is a lot better because they don't add sugar to theirs. And theirs has a low sugar content. So if you're looking for somebody who does want that, one container, one shake. But for those of us who are, like, beyond that have really gone into, like, really using whole foods and that's a step in the backwards direction. For somebody who's eating the M&M's diet, then it's a step in the right direction, right? So we keep in mind our client and where they're coming from and moving to. And that's what freaked me out about this nutrition conference. These are people who have been telling people to get off of coffee for years, and now they're all drinking coffee again. I'm like, you're moving in the wrong direction. So you're not going to get that kind of stuff from me. I really carefully check stuff out before I endorse the product.
I know I'm not. It's so funny because Tracy can contest. I'm at the conference texting her going, I can't believe this. This is awful. It's not like Rita Marie's conferences. This is like, I was like having a really difficult time. I was like, I don't think I can stay here the rest of the 5 days, you know. And I was like, okay, breathe. Take what you need. Know that the rest is just, you know,
leave the rest behind. I know. I go to those conferences. Who was giving the conference?
Dr. Hrabowski.
Oh, Hrabowski in Houston. Yeah, he's a big Metagenics guy. Yeah, he's very smart, and you can learn a lot from him. He knows his biochemistry like the back of his hand.
Oh, he does.
You can learn a lot from him. But whenever I go to those conferences, I'm like, people need to know. These people need to be taught how to really use food as medicine, because they don't. And that's why I created my programs, right? Because I want it to be that marriage, that functional medicine meets real food nutrition. And helping people to do that and get away from the sugars and all the stuff. They don't realize that. I see a lot of their patients, too. That's why I developed this stuff. Like, what do you mean you've seen, like, 3 functional medicine MDs and 2 acupuncturists and an naturopath, and you still haven't gotten results? Well, hasn't anybody talked to you about getting off of gluten? Well, they said it would be a good idea. Well, no. You have Hashimoto's. It's not a good idea. It's impossible to cure it if you don't. And we have to get to the point where we can very tactfully tell people. And I give you one example. I may have said this at Shine, and stop me if I did, but when I went to a Dr. Karazian seminar, and he was teaching blood chemistry, and this was years ago, a lot of functional medicine people in the audience, and he was talking about, you know, and gluten, you know, you might want to get them off of gluten with thyroid. I'm like, from everything I've read, you got to get them off gluten for thyroid. Well,
right.
You know, not everybody, and not everybody wants to do it. Then I go back 3 years later, and he's teaching his three-day thyroid thing, and he's going, if they won't go off of gluten, I won't work with them because I want results. And I'm like, no, he's turned it around.
That's funny. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But I need to go because I have a client at 4, but thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. And thank you, Tracy, because Tracy was the one who forwarded me the email.
Oh, good.
Like,
I'm so glad. It was a big mistake in the back end. And I said, send it to our current practitioner people, our new ones, so you guys can meet each other. And then the people that were in the self-study program. And it should have been about 45 people. And then I went today just by, and I went, oh, that message, good. It went out at this time. I went, it went to 6 people. 6 people? Who are the 6 people that it went to? And I'm like, okay, we need to send this out pronto. So I apologize for that. Can't be on top of every little detail.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so, so, but it was good being here with you. And, hear you on the next call and radio
and
show next week.
Just as a last parting words, you've got your first module. Just go through it. You've done it before, but go through the videos again and
mm-hmm.
take notes, right? Have your notebook handy and just take notes of the things that are, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, that's a really good idea for this person over here that I'm working with. Oh, I'll have to keep that in mind for whenever somebody presents with that. So that's the way I would approach it. And just go through it. Just don't allow yourself to get that feeling of overwhelm. And any input any of you have for, like, laying it out in a way that takes away that feeling of overwhelm, go for it. That module took me weeks to put together because I wanted to make sure it was complete.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome. You are welcome, and I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Bye, Cassandra. Bye, Dr. Marie.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.